proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Ospin with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. We continue looking at the roles of the Levites under the Levitical system by examining what the Merarites did. Zuriel, the son of Abihail, was the head of the Merarites. Moses split that group into two smaller groups, the Mahlites and the Mushites. His first census showed that the Merarites numbered 6,200 people. They set up their tents north of the tabernacle. According to Numbers chapter 3, quote, "Under the custody and charge of the sons of Merari shall be the boards of the tabernacle, and the bars thereof, and the pillars thereof, and the sockets thereof, and all the vessels thereof, and all that serveth thereto, and the pillars of the court round about, and their sockets, and their pins, and their cords." Unquote. The leader of the Kohathites was Elizaphan, the son of Uzziel. The census listed 8,600 members of that family. Moses apportioned the Kohathites into four smaller divisions: the Amramites, the Izharites, the Hebronites, and the Uzzielites. Note how, according to 1 Chronicles chapter 6, Moses himself came from the lineage of Kohath, a descendant of Amram. The third chapter of Numbers listed the responsibilities assigned to the Kohathites. Quote, "Their charge shall be the ark, and the table, and the candlestick, and the altars, and the vessels of the sanctuary wherewith they minister, and the hanging, and all the service thereof." Unquote. The Levites as a group needed to receive consecration unto God's services, just as the priests needed to. Moses first needed to cleanse the Levites ceremonially. God instructed him to order the Levites to shave their bodies and wash themselves. Moses would then take a young bullock for a meat offering, fine flour mixed with oil, and another young bullock for a sin offering. Afterwards, according to the 8th chapter of Numbers, God commanded Moses, quote, "Thou shalt bring the Levites before the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou shalt gather the whole assembly of the children of Israel together, and thou shalt bring the Levites before the Lord, and the children of Israel shall put their hands upon the Levites. And Aaron shall offer the Levites before the Lord for an offering of the children of Israel, that they may execute the service of the Lord." Unquote. The Levites, in their turn, needed to lay their hands upon the two bullocks for the purpose of making an atonement for themselves. The Levites, as the priests, had several designated cities in which they could dwell. The 21st chapter of Joshua listed the name of these areas. The Gershonites, for example, received 13 cities and territories allotted to the group from Issachar, Asher, Naphtali, and Manasseh. The Merarites obtained 12 cities, apportioned from the inheritances given to the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. The Kohathites received 10 cities, located in the areas occupied by the tribes of Dan, Ephraim, and Manasseh. Note that Aaron's descendants, a subset of the Kohathites, Aaron's descendants obtained 13 cities in the lands assigned to the tribes of Simeon, Judah, and Benjamin. Once a Levite left active service, he could settle anywhere he wanted. This is Mark Ospin with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.